welcome back to another episode of the Double or Nothing podcast. I am your host, Johnny B, alongside Dylan here. We are in NFL Week 7 already. Season a third of the way done. Kind of sad thinking about it that way. Looking forward to another week. Looks like we have some great games this week. We'll go over kind of what we did last week. I know for me, not a great week.
No, it wasn't a great overall week. I think I won all the primetime games, which was cool. I had Niners, Bengals, Bills, so that was good. To be honest with you, I don't know the overall record, but I know it wasn't wonderful.
I think I only hit six out of six games and did not do well in the best bets. I got smoked by the Jets on
I forgot the best bets too.
The Monday night. The Jets should have covered the spread, but their kicker can't make field goals. The other prime time, you picked the Bengals, I picked the Giants. A deadlock 7-7 game going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Again, another field goal kicker that can't make field goals. Just a couple bad beats. I know I had Cardinals-Packers was my best bet, over 47.5.
Oh, that
lands
hit
on 47.
Oh, that didn't hit. Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Depending on when you took the number, because it did go down to 46.5. So, but of course, the pod took it 47.5, so it doesn't hit. But it fluctuated between the two.
I don't really remember my bet. Oh, best bets were I didn't hit the Eagles, but then I won the other two. Because I think the other two were the over in the Commanders game, which
I
hit.
Yeah, over in the Commanders.
And the Niners.
By. Yeah.
And the Niners were three.
Yeah.
So I think I went 2-1 in best bets and 3-0 in primetime, but I lost. If I'm going to do the math on it now, I mean, the Niners I won, Saints lost, Packers, Cardinals lost, that's two. I took the Titans, that's a loss, three. Eagles lost four. Patriots lost five. And then I won. So 1-5, 2-5, 2-6, 3-6, 4-6, 4-7, 5-7. So I went 6-7.
Formal apology to the Bears fans, the rowdy bunch. I tuned into the comments on the TikTok. You guys get amped up, and you know what? We were dead wrong. You can post this as a clip on TikTok. I just want to say I'm sorry. You know what? The Jags are terrible, and obviously we didn't see the game correctly, and it was just a beatdown from the second quarter on. It was funny because I'm thinking to myself, the Jags are up 3-0. I'm like, man, the Bears don't look that great. So maybe Dylan and I were on to something here. And then it was just like, oh, man, we're just biding our time until the Bears get warmed up. And then they just destroyed the Jaguars.
I mean, Caleb looked great.
I have a couple teams on the chalked list. I have three teams. Browns, Titans, Jaguars. Three teams, chalked list, we'll never bet. We'll never give them as a pick, ever. Three teams, never. I'm done with Will Levis. I'm done with Deshaun Watson and the Jaguars. Forget it. They're just bad.
Those three teams, I mean, they haven't looked great. I don't know why I have, because that's such an opposite take. I was so right on the Jaguars just being this overrated team that wasn't going to play good coming in. And then for whatever reason, one random day before the NFL season even started, I had this like epiphany that Trevor Lawrence was going to have like this wonderful season, this unbelievable season. And I was just wrong. I don't know. But I still have this like weird gut feeling where it's like hard for me to go against the Jags, even though I watch them play bad every week. So I don't know what's going on there.
It's been like 10 or 11 straight games that they are just
I've caught. Been this like guy who like thought Doug Peterson was going to turn that place around too. I like always liked Doug Peterson and all this stuff. It's just for whatever reason, it's just not working out over there. So
Doug Peterson is going to get, in the time that Mike Tomlin has been at head coach for the Steelers, Doug Peterson is going to have been fired twice and won a Super Bowl.
So weird.
I was the same way. I like Doug. I think his offense was always pretty good, but it's like, you know what?
They're not on my chalk list yet.
They're on mine.
But I understand why they would be. I still have this like random hope that they're going to turn it around.
The defensive coordinator runs their defense like it's a hockey line, where like on second down, he'll bring in a second, you know, a second defensive line and different running, and then keep subbing back and forth as the drive goes along. And it just isn't working. I mean, they get gutted every week.
Yeah, yeah, they haven't looked great. So, I mean, I'm not going to totally disagree with you. It's just I'm still up in the air on the Jags. I know they're terrible and they haven't played good. I'll probably stay away, but I don't know if I'm, like, done with them completely yet.
Well, all right, we'll start getting into the week 7 lines here, and we'll do a better job. Like I told Dylan before the podcast, home team underdogs went 0-9 last week, which I think was probably the only time in history and probably won't ever happen again. Yeah, so good week for the public betting, bad week for...
Wow, yeah, that's a crazy stat. I mean, like you said, you just told me that before. I didn't even know what to make of it. That's insane. I didn't recognize that when I was watching, so yeah. I wasn't really putting two and two together, but that is a crazy stat.
Usually it's vice versa, or not, you know, not the home team.
I mean, if you tell, like, I usually like going that way, you know, home teams getting points is usually a good sign from, I don't know, if you're going to gamble on the game, you kind of like the home dog. So for them to go 0-9, I mean, I didn't really base any of my betting on that last week too much. So I guess it didn't kill me, but wow, that's a crazy stat. Yeah.
All right. So we'll start with the Thursday night game. We got the Broncos at the Saints. Saints are +3. Over under is 37.
So what's the spread?
The Saints are +3 at home against Denver.
What?
Yeah.
The Saints are getting 3 points at home?
Yes, yes.
Against the Broncos?
Yeah.
That can't be right. Are you reading that right?
I'm reading it right. Broncos -3.
Dude, that's criminal. That should not be the case. I'm taking the Saints at home getting 3 points. Oh, listen, I get, would they give up like 48, 50, I don't know, 50 plus points last week, right?
51 points,
yeah. Yeah, 50 points is a lot of points to give up, but like even still, I almost like it more because of that.
Me
like,
too.
Yeah, I almost like that more because of that. Like, I mean, the Saints are a pretty good defense. I obviously last week didn't show that. And
they looked a little, they struggled a little bit against the Chiefs too, but I think a large part of that was the 3 and outs.
I like Spencer Rattler. So, I mean, I know he might not be fantastic, but I think he's going to be really good. And if you're going to give me a Saints team that has a lot of offensive firepower, has played pretty good on defense up until last week, 3 points against the... Who the hell was Bo Nix giving 3 points?
Yeah.
That's preposterous, dude. Like, give me the Saints +3.
I'm taking the Saints +3, too. I mean, wow. It's not that, like... Like, the final score of the Chargers-Broncos game looked better than what it was. The Broncos were dead in the water. It was 23-0 going into the fourth, and classic Bo Nix scores his 2 garbage-time touchdowns, and they take a field goal, and they're down 7 with less than a minute left, and the game was over in the third quarter.
Yeah.
You know, like...
This isn't even that much against... Like
the Broncos,
it's not that much. Like, I think the Broncos have played all right, but can't give the Saints 3 points at home, like, when you're... Not as like, dude, the Broncos
what
shouldn't
is
be
saying?
Laying points
like,
to anybody.
Who are the Broncos to laying points on the road?
Yeah, no, they're no, that should not be the case at all.
Give us the Saints +3.
Yeah.
All right. We have another London game this week. Okay. We have the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars -5.5 over under 42.5. I think you guys know where I'm going with this one.
Yeah. Wow. That's an ugly game. That's an ugly game. I actually didn't think Drake May looked horrible.
I thought he played great.
Yeah. I didn't think he looked bad.
He had 2 picks, but one was like tipped off the guy.
Yeah, that was
hand.
A weird. That was a crazy pick.
Yeah, wild.
Yeah, that was crazy. He had that long touchdown throw to
Douglas or Polk.
I don't know who it was, but he looked all right. Jags have not looked good. Like almost the same thing. I should almost be freaking out like I was freaking out in the Broncos game. Like.
Who are the Jags to lay laying 5.5?
Wow, I was not expecting this. I should have looked a little bit more into this before we started, but it was a long work week, so I kind of just am winging it this week. But I don't like taking the Jags. You know what? I'll ride the Johnny pick here. I don't know if this is what you're doing, but I'm just assuming. I'm going to go under 42.5 here.
Oh, no. I was going to take the Patriots +5.5.
I'm going to go under 42.5 here. Oh, I just don't think either team is good enough right now or playing well right now to like just be firing off points left and right. I think Patriots defense can play okay. I know CJ Stroud kind of
they got embarrassed last week, so that's why I like the bounce back here.
I'll go under 42.5 just because I can't really lean one way or the other. Like, I like Drake May enough where 5.5 seems like it's a good pick, but I also still have this blind hope that, like, Trevor Lawrence is going to turn it around, so I'll just take the under.
Yeah, it's tough because it was, like, going into the London games last week, rookies were 0-6, you know, to win the game in London, and then Caleb Williams wins the game. So now it's like, well, we have another rookie going into London, but this Jags team, I mean, when you have – who was it, the safety after the game that said there's a lot of giving up right now? Like the team's just not, you know, there's an effort problem on the team. And for a starting defensive player to recognize that, and then Doug Peterson just saying, yeah, no one's really doing great right now. It's like, when are they going to figure it out? So 5.5 seems like a little too much. Patriots actually did a great job offensively, way better than what I thought they were going to do. So, Drake May did awesome. And if fantasy people, if DeMario Douglas isn't picked up yet, and maybe consider picking him up. And also, Evan Ingram's first game back last week of the year, or since week one, 10 catches or 11 catches for 100 yards. So,
yeah, that's
great week for him.
Yeah, he's good, man.
But give me the Patriots plus 5.5. Too many points. Who are the Jags? Sunday 1 o'clock slate, we have a good start off game here. The Seattle Seahawks are at the Atlanta Falcons. Falcons -3, over under 51.
Yeah, I like the Falcons -3 here. The Seattle Seahawks have been Jekyll and Hyde, you know. I mean, they came out looking great. Didn't really play anybody though. So, and then they really, really, really like let me down big time against the Giants. And then, you know, San Fran kind of rolled in there and made easy work of them. And I just don't really – I think Atlanta's finally finding their groove, playing well together, kind of coming into their own as a team. And I'm just going to – I don't think 3 points is enough. If it was 3.5, it would have been a harder decision for me. But yeah, if it's only a field goal, I'll lay the 3 with Atlanta.
Yeah, Seattle's defense is just really struggling. It seems like – Kirk and that offense have finally – I know they just played the Panthers last week, so it's like
– Yeah, but they threw for 500 – he threw for 500 yards against the Bucks.
I know. It seems like the offense is just in a groove.
Yeah,
now. So
yeah,
3 points at home, I'm right there with you. Like you said, if it was a half, then it's like you think about it. Seattle's offense is good, but to be honest, Seattle's offense didn't look that great against 49ers. They looked terrible against the Giants. So give me the Falcons at home, -3 as well. We have the – Tennessee Titans next at the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo -8.5, over under 41.5.
Will Levis stinks. The Titans, you know, I mean, there's no way around it.
Yeah, he's bad. He's
the Bills' bad offense is really good. They kind of snuck out of there in New York with a win in the Monday night game. Short week for the Bills. But with that said, I mean, 9 points is a lot. And I just keep flashing back. I know they're a totally different team, but I flash back to me loving the Bills on Monday night versus the Titans like a few years back, and the Titans just blew the doors off them.
Two different teams.
I know, two different teams, but I'm just saying, like when you said Bills-Titans, it reminded me of that because I remember how deadlocked I was on the Bills and just watched that game like, whoa, that shocked me. Not really relevant to this, but it's just kind of the first thought that popped into my head. When everybody kind of was counting the Titans out in that game, and then they kind of came out and beat up the Bills. It's really, really 9 points is a lot. What's the over under?
41.5.
And I think the Titans defense is not bad.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
But that's that over under is pretty low. I'll lay the number here, man. Give me the Bills -9. Will Levis, like you said, kind of in the doghouse as far as gambling's concerned. Like, it's really tough to take him.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Bills getting back on track. They kind of played like a weird down-to-the-wire game with the Jets. Great defense. They come out with the win. I think now they're going to go into Tennessee and have a little bit of an easier time. So I'll lay the 9 points with the Bills.
Yeah, I'll take the Bills as well, -8.5. Great teaser leg.
8.5. Okay, I'm sorry. Whatever. 8.5.
Great teaser leg if you can get the Bills in a 6-point tease, -2.5. They're gonna beat Tennessee. Like Calvin Ridley in the locker room after the game is like, I'm not getting the targets that I should. Obviously, we kind of knew that going in. It's like, you know, Will Levis is just not a good quarterback. I mean, they're not a good football team. The guy makes 2 or 3 boneheaded decisions every single week, and we all act like we're surprised.
There was a small bit of hope for me this year coming in, though, that he was going to kind of slinging around a little bit.
I can't do it with him. He's so bad. And you know what? The Bills horrible. The Bills have Amari Cooper now. Big trade this week.
Yeah.
Bring in some life into Buffalo. It's been their first. They've been on the road the last two games. So coming back home, 1 o'clock slate. I think they steamroll the Titans. So I'll take a -8.5 too.
Everybody wishing they would have taken those Amari Cooper trades I was offering in fantasy a few weeks back.
He is now a buy high on Amari Cooper. He's going to kill it there.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, next we got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Cleveland Browns. Bengals laying 6 on the road, over under 41.5.
Yeah, not much to talk about here. I know the Browns kind of hung around, and the Eagles really should have made easy work of the Browns, and they didn't.
Well, 10-point swing. I mean, the Philly's kicking a field goal they're going to make. It gets blocked, return for a touchdown. There's 10 points, and there's a spread.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Right. Absolutely. But still, I thought the Eagles could have played a little bit better in that game, and they didn't. But I still don't chalk it up to the Browns playing better than I thought. I chalk it up to the Eagles playing worse than I thought.
Yeah.
So I'm still going to go against – I'm 6. Is it 6?
Yeah,
six. Give me the Bengals -6, man. The Browns stink.
I'm going to go under 42 here. I think the Browns offense is just going to be complete. You know, we traded Amari Cooper. What even are we anymore at this point? I mean, you trade – what is trading your best wide receiver and probably best offensive player tell the rest of the team? Like, we're just giving up. Like, obviously, what we're doing isn't working.
It's just the Bengals defense is bad, dude.
They look good against the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants had no Malik Nabers, though.
I know, but who do the Browns have?
Yeah, nobody. Nobody. I agree with that.
So the Bengals defense looked a lot better. So, okay. Yeah.
Don't hate the pick.
Yeah, 42. I mean, listen. Would I be shocked if the Bengals covered 6 points? Absolutely not.
Yeah, no.
Would I be shocked if the Browns scored 2 touchdowns? Yeah, I'd probably be pretty shocked there.
Yeah, no, all right. I don't hate the pick. I'm going to weigh the 6 with the Bengals.
All right. Next game we have, I think I know where you're going with this one. So we got the Houston Texans at the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
2.5. Packers -2.5, over under 47.5.
Yeah, I'm going to switch it up this week. Listen, Joe, like, you know, if I'm going to sit here and hate on Jordan Love when he plays terrible and just go ballistic and scream from the mountaintops how bad he is, I got to also give him credit when he plays good. He played great.
All right.
He played great. And he has the capabilities to play great. I just don't think he has the capabilities to continue to do it at a high level week in, week out, and be this top 10, top 5 guy everybody thinks he is.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I do think the Packers are a great football team. I've been on that wave for a few weeks now. And Jordan Love showed up last week, played great. And I don't think the Packers are going to be slowing down anytime soon, but I'm going to take the over here. Mm-hmm. And because I love CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud just always finds a way to win when it comes down to the wire. I feel like he's the kind of guy who he's like the new Aaron Rodgers in a sense. Like when there's a two minutes left in the game, he's got the ball, they're going downfield, it almost just feels like they're a guarantee to go score and win the game. So I do think it'll be close. I think the teams are relatively even, and I think CJ's a little bit better than Love. So I'm going to roll with the over and thinking it's just going to be a shootout, tit for tat. I don't know who's going to come out on top, but I'll take the over.
This is going to be one of my best bets, the over 47.5.
Yeah.
So I made the mistake last week of not checking the weather in Green Bay, and it was a downpouring on Sunday when they played the Cardinals.
I didn't even think of that. Is it supposed to be?
Still hit 47. You got clear, sunny skies, 55 degrees, no wind. So this is 47.5. This week it should fly over that. Two high-scoring offenses. Green Bay's defense is pretty good, but the Texans just gave up 20-plus to the, you know, Drake May and the Patriots. And you know what? Green Bay's got a better offense and
Yeah. Give me the over 47 here.
47.5. Another best bet there.
Over 47.5. Yep.
Next game, we have the Miami Dolphins at the Indianapolis Colts. Over under is 43.5. Colts are -3. Huntley and Anthony Richardson seems to be on track to play.
I want to get behind Anthony Richardson for whatever reason. I just like want him to be good.
You don't know which one's going to show up.
I think he can be good. He kind of reminds me of like Cam Newton, but mm-hmm. like obviously Cam Newton played better in earlier on than Anthony Richardson is, but he shows just these flashes of just like incredible shit, dude. I mean, he does. I think Joe Flacco is a better fit for the Colts as far as just like winning football games is concerned.
Yeah.
But oh man, Miami, they look lost without Tua. They just look lost without Tua.
Coming off a bye, you think they figure anything out?
Not really. I think they just need a quarterback who can run that system the way it's designed, and I don't think Huntley's the guy. I thought Huntley was going to come in and play really well, and he just hasn't. So give me AR. I'm gonna have some faith in Anthony Richardson in this week. If you can't beat the Dolphins, then with the way they're stacked up right now, then you really kind of have no business beating anybody. So I'll take Anthony Richardson laying three. I'll take the Colts. The Colts are at home, right?
Yeah.
Yep. In the Loud House, baby.
Yeah, I'm going to take them too. I mean, until I see anything from Huntley that's better. I mean, they still struggled against Patriots before their bye week to mm-hmm. score points. So I don't see really how that could change. I think the Colts just have a good offense. You know, I don't think Miami's defense is anything anyone should be afraid of.
No.
And even if Anthony Richardson just runs the ball, I think that they can run up and all, you know, up and down the field on them. I don't think Miami knew who they were game planning for the mm-hmm. whole week. Did they do half the week game planning against Flacco? Did they do half against Richardson? Maybe they're stuck in the middle of what they're doing. Colts generally are a good home team against the spread, so if all it is a field goal, then I'll take the field goal, or I'll take the Colts minus three.
I'm buying low on Anthony Richardson, man. I think Anthony Richardson's kind of getting wrote off pretty quickly, but I think people are kind of putting him in that category of, oh, he's terrible. He's going to be a bust.
I mean,
he's
week one, they were week one into when he played, and they were lighting the world on fire, like yeah. 20 plus points. And like you said, it's like Cam Newton-esque. You know, he's got to be a little more accurate. He does make the boneheaded decisions once in a while, but even so, I mean,
if he plays to the best of his ability, he's kind of borderline an unstoppable player in the NFL with his size, speed, power.
I mean,
like
you
the
see
way
their offense,
football.
Like the way Joe Flacco runs the offense, it's like, wow, they're scoring almost 30 points a game. Like, this is the way their offense should be every single week.
Yeah, I know. And I don't
Taylor,
think they're
Pittman, Pierce, and Downs. Like, that's a good team.
Yeah, as crazy as it is, I think they are better with Joe Flacco. But,
oh, I do too.
But I'm gonna roll with the fact that Anthony Richardson is gonna get back on track against a subpar team. And they're going to get the win here.
I like it. Oh, man, next game, electric game. We have the Detroit Lions at the Minnesota Vikings. The Vikings are -2 over under 49.5.
Over 49.5. I'm not going against the Vikings, even though they are basically have to be due to cool off at some point. I mean, I don't think they're going to go undefeated. The Lions lost Aiden Hutchinson,
yeah.
Best pass rusher they have. So I think that's going to help Darnold and the Vikings put up a lot more points. I mean, not a lot more, but you know what I mean? It's a lot easier when you don't have the number. Like you took TJ Watt off the Steelers. Like, I think you like,
it's going to be a difference.
Yeah, it's going to be a difference. So I don't think he's that caliber of player, but I still think he makes a huge difference for the Lions. So I think the Vikings will score points, and I don't think anybody can deny the Lions are going to score points. So right. I'll just take the over. I think it's a pretty easy pick.
I do too. And I know we might sound like a broken record here, but it's like 49.5. I'm sorry. It's just not enough.
No, it's not
enough. Any Detroit Lion game. And the Vikings offense this year should be enough to prove to people that they can score 20 to 30 points
on
just about
anybody.
No
problem. Yeah, no problem.
You know, with that arsenal. So this seems like a pretty
no-brainer pick.
Because, like, I don't know who this is. Division game, you know, Vikings coming off of a bye. I don't know who's going to win this game.
It's a coin flip winner, and it's an easy over.
Easy over. I'm right there with you.
What do we got for?
We got 5 minutes left. Okay. We'll get one more here. The Philadelphia Eagles mm-hmm. at the New York Giants. Philly is -3, over under 43.
Yeah, man, I'm doing something I haven't done in a long time. I'm just going to roll overs here. I think the Giants are going to get Malik Nabers back. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not 100% sure of that, but I would assume that
he's on track to play.
Okay, so if the Giants get Malik Nabers back, I mean, they've looked good without him, and I think he's hands down the best player they have. So you're going to get the best player in your offense back after you've already played pretty well the past few weeks. And I think that the Eagles should win this football game. I think the Giants will stick around. Three doesn't seem like it's enough. Three doesn't seem like it's enough because I think the Eagles should win by more than that. But I'm going to lean over 43.5. I think the number's too low. I think it's going to go over.
I am going to take the Giants +3. I mean, it didn't work for me last week taking +3.5, but getting Neighbors back is huge.
Mm-hmm.
I like their running back, Tracy. And like, he's humble. Give him, you know, over Singletary any day of the week. He's been killing it. But getting Neighbors back is such a big thing for the Giants. Their defense has been to hold the Bengals to basically 10 points is pretty impressive.
The Eagles, I think, lost. Like, Lane Johnson came back, and the other guy went down.
The other guy went down.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Giants didn't have Thibodeau last week, and I don't think they have him this week either. But
I do think the pass rush is going to be a big factor in the Eagles against the Eagles this week. So I guess that would probably trend more towards the under. But I still think that the Eagles will score points. The Giants will score points. I think the Giants will stay in it. I like your +3, but I just don't think
I'm
it's
just
enough.
Taking the home dog again. And,
okay.
You know, it's a division game, so you historically the Eagles have, you know, in the Sirianni era have destroyed the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
At home, on the road, doesn't matter, but it just doesn't have the same feeling as it did as 2 years ago. Sirianni should be fired. Guy's a clown.
He is a clown.
Brings the kid to the podium with him after an unimpressive win against the Browns.
Talking shit to the Cleveland fans. Like, dude, they're the worst team in the NFL. You beat them barely.
He was talking to his own fans.
He was talking to.
Like, the guy's just a clown, you know? And then he had to come out with an apology the next day. It's like, get this guy out of Philly and you have a Super Bowl team. You keep him there and you're going to lose in a divisional round. It's as simple as that. All right, we're moving to the 4 o'clock slate now on Sunday. Our first game is the Las Vegas Raiders, almost said Oakland Raiders, against the LA Rams. Rams -6.5, over under 43.
Rams -6.5 here.
Cooper Kupp practice this week.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to play or not. My pick doesn't really hinge on it. So if he plays, great. If he doesn't, I don't really care. I just think that the Raiders are not that good. I don't think Aiden O'Connell's any good. I think Matt Stafford and the Rams have the ability. I know they can disappoint you random weeks here and there, but like if they can kind of string together some plays, I think that they can play a lot like they did against the Niners. Like, I mean, you can beat the Niners, come back on that defense, being down 17 with nobody healthy, and go downfield and in the final drive and win the football game. I think you can kind of do it against anybody, and definitely can do it against the Raiders. So 6.5 doesn't seem like enough. I think the head coach is better, quarterback's better, team's better. Just give me the Rams.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Rams -6.5 too for literally everything you just said. It's like a Raiders are a team that's depleted. They knew they were losing Davante Adams for weeks, but that's not the reason. But still, when you have a team going to a backup quarterback, they have no idea who's their best running back. And
lose their best wide receiver.
Lose their best wide receiver. The head coach, the players probably know that the head coach is probably gone after this year anyway. They have Tom Brady is now finally approved to be an owner. They know things are going in a different direction. I'll take the Rams here. You know, if they get Cooper Kupp back, this is such a boost to that offense, especially at home. I mean, it'll probably seem like a home game for the Raiders, honestly, but Matt Stafford, bounce back week off a bye. I'll take McVay, Kupp, and Stafford -6.5. Give them to me. Next game we have the Carolina Panthers at the Washington Commanders. Commanders -8, over under 51.5.
Yeah, Commanders -8. I know that Carolina will probably string together some points against the Commanders because I don't think the Commanders are necessarily a great defense. And I do think that the Panthers are able to score points, but their defense is just so bad. And Jaden Daniels is just so good. That I think the Commanders are going to run it up, man. I think the Commanders are going to score a ton of points. I would probably maybe even lean to the over in this game.
Their team total is 30 and a half.
Yeah, they're going to score more than 30. They're going to score more than 30. But I like the idea of the Commanders winning by more than 8 than I do the over. So I'll roll with Commanders -8.
Yeah, I think we know who the Panthers are now. awful defense. I mean, they're still, as long as they roll Andy Dalton out there, you can, you know, he's going to put up some sort of points, but maybe not enough to cover that. But I'll do similar. I'll do the over 51.5. I think Commanders get 37 on their own. You know, their defense isn't that great. They just kind of got embarrassed by the Ravens a little bit. They haven't proven to really stop too many people, but the Panthers defense definitely hasn't stopped anyone. So give me over 51.5. That seems like a safe bet. All right. Best game of the week, in my opinion, we have the Kansas City Chiefs on the road against the 49ers. 49ers -1.5, over under 47.
I'm going to go Niners at home, laying 1.5. I think the Chiefs, I know Patrick Mahomes has pulled together some crazy wins, and he doesn't really look unbelievable. I mean, he comes through when it counts. The refs have helped him out in a few games. They're kind of, I know this is like a ridiculous statement to make, but they're kind of like an unimpressive 5-0.
Oh, like 100%.
You know what I mean? I mean, I when it comes playoff time, I'm not going against Mahomes, and I do think that Patty is going to find a way to win all these games. He's unbelievable, but they don't strike me as like this unbelievable juggernaut of a team. I know they're 5-0, but I think the Niners are put together better than the Chiefs are. I just think Mahomes carries them to the next level. I think Brock has played pretty good. And yeah, they're at home weighing 1.5. I think the Niners are the better overall football team. I think the coaching is very similar. I mean, obviously you probably give the edge to Andy Reid, but great coaches, great teams, good defenses, good offenses. Like I'm just going to roll with the home team here.
Yeah, this is so tough. The Chiefs are coming off a bye week, so it's like the Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes is so good if he's a dog. I mean, he might be undefeated against the spread getting points, but This is like a coin flip game. Chiefs had a bye week. The 49ers also just had – they played last Thursday night, so they have the extended rest too. This is all – I'm taking the 49ers here, -1.5, and I know people might be all honest about this, but Super Bowl revenge game. I mean, you know,
yeah,
a home team. This is their let's get back at them for beating us in the playoffs kind of thing. The healthier team would be the 49ers. Rashee Rice is just such a big loss for the Chiefs.
Juju looked great last week. Juju, I mean, I know he's great, not but, like he's not Rashee Rice, but I mean, you couldn't ask for much more than him.
No, you couldn't. But then it's like, you know, it's a one game sample size, and he's looked bad for 4 years, so him doing that again, I don't know if it's repeatable.
No, but Kelsey looked good. I mean, listen, I'm not taking anything away.
They're
going
to have
Kansas
to step
City.
Up. Everyone else has to stand up for Kansas City or step up. So you know, Kareem Hunt looked great too for them. It looks like he's just as good as Pacheco ever was.
Yeah.
So I understand that point of it, but I just think this is such a big revenge game for the 49ers that like when you know, after losing a Super Bowl against a team like the. This is one they've had circled on their calendar for a while.
Yeah, and you know, the only thing that bothers me about the Niners is they just make everything look so easy until they get inside the 20, and I don't know what's going on with them this year. It's like they get to the red zone, and it's just like, I don't know what's going on with them. They get to the red zone, like, almost it feels like every drive.
It's too cute, man.
Yeah.
I mean, they were going into last week, and I don't know if I said this or not, they were number one in red zone trips. But they were 22nd in efficiency scoring in red zone.
There you go. Yeah, I don't remember you saying that, but if you did, then I mean that's. I mean, I've watched it happen every week, and it feels like they're just the best team, and it feels like they just effortlessly move the ball. It feels like they effortlessly stop teams, and then I don't know, like they had those two random like collapses at the end where they collapsed against the Cardinals, they collapsed against the Rams, but it feels like Brock Purdy's playing good. It feels like. I don't know. I think the Niners are going to kind of get back on track here. I think they're going to prove to everybody why they are as favored as they are in a lot of these games. And I think that they're going to beat the Chiefs this week.
I love the 49ers first half, right? The Chiefs get off to these slow, slow starts, honestly.
What is the first half spread?
It's got to be probably 49ers -1, if I were to guess, if the spread's -1.5.
That's pretty good. I like that bet. I wouldn't take it, but I like it.
It's like the 49ers are the, we blow everyone out to the fourth quarter, we let teams back in, and the Chiefs are, we start so slow, then we come back at the end because we have Patrick Mahomes. So not a bad thing to look at, but give us the 49ers -1.5 at home. The Sunday night game, we have... the New York Football Jets and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Pittsburgh Steelers are home. They are getting 1.5, over under 38.5.
Yeah, man, the Jets are, I guess, like just the primetime team this year. It's unbelievable how many primetime games they have.
It bothers me a little bit.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I wish we can
mix it up.
Unbelievable. The Jets, I don't know what they did last week. I mean, I didn't watch the entirety of the game, but it just kind of feels like the Jets are just jetting right now. They kind of just disappoint you every week. But I'm still going to roll with them here. I'm not a huge Justin Fields guy. We don't really know who's playing quarterback, but
yeah, up in the air. They've been splitting first team reps, or like they don't know who's, you know, we don't know who's taking the first team reps. So.
Listen, the Jets are 2-4. They're 2-4 and they're still like in it, which just feels like the Jets story every year. Like, you know, they're still in it. They're still in it.
It's the Rodgers effect.
Yeah, but listen, they are still in contention for the division at this point in the season at 2-4. And they need this fucking game. Like, you know what I mean? They need this fucking game. So if they go out and they lose to the Steelers, then, you know, like I'll probably pack it in with having hope for the Jets. But like if they can go in and impress everybody and win this football game, I think they can get right back on track. So I'll roll with the Jets.
I'm taking the Jets too. I mean, this is the season. I mean, if you lose to the Steelers and you go, you're 2-5.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's not looking good.
It's like almost pack your bags at that point. Yeah. You know, like Cincinnati's clawing for dear life, and they're, what are they? They're two wins for us. So it's like they're in the same boat, but it's like the Jets, this is a must win. I mean, you just got Davante Adams. There's no, I don't want to hear the excuses. Oh, we, you know, maybe he didn't get all the practices in this week and doesn't know the offense. Aaron Rodgers got everything he could ask for. And you're playing a team who has a quarterback controversy. You know, it's like we don't even know who's starting the game for Pittsburgh. And I don't know if they know either. So give me the Jets. It's such a homer pick, but you know,
this
is do or die.
You could also, like, if you're arguing for the sake of the Jets, I know there's not really much argument there, but I mean, they are like a couple shanked field goals away from a few extra wins. I mean, the shanked field goal in the Denver game, the shanked field goals in the Buffalo game. You know,
when do the shanks just start coming into, like, Zuerlein was automatic last year for the Jets. Mm-hmm. And now it's like he's had so many big misses, you know.
Yeah,
like,
no, I agree.
Against the Bills, I mean, he missed a 30-yard field goal.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I agree. I wish that my prediction – wait, dude, the first episode we filmed of this podcast, I said Davante Adams will be a Jet before September.
By week seven.
Yeah, so there you go.
What week are we in? We're in week seven.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, I also did think that he was going to be a Jet probably mid to end of September, which, I mean, I wish he was, because, you know, it might be a different situation here, you know. Either way, I think he's going to help the team in a big way. Hopefully it's not too late. That's all I got to say. Hopefully it's not too late. Hopefully they can go out, beat the Steelers, rattle off a few wins in a row, and kind of get themselves back in the division hunt.
I agree. We have two Monday night games this week. I don't really like the two Monday night game thing, but first one we got is the Baltimore Ravens at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Baltimore -3.5, over under 49.5.
It's so tempting to take the Bucs at 3.5. It's so tempting. And what's the over under?
49.5.
Yeah, it's very tempting to take the Bucs +3.5, but Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry just look like they're just on one right now, both of them. I mean, some of the craziest plays I've seen this year have came from Lamar, and some of the best runs I've seen this year have come from Derrick Henry. It just seems like they're just firing, man.
Scary team.
And the defense is really probably their weak point at this point. And the Bucs have had a couple of their big moments too, giving up 500 yards passing to Kirk Cousins, and they haven't looked fantastic on defense either. I think they're kind of both in the same boat as far as you want to think they're a pretty good defense, but they also kind of give up a lot of points. So I'm going to lean over here. I'm going to take the over 49.5.
That's the same thing I'm doing, 49.5. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, to me, this is like the Bucs have, I think they're still not seen as one of the best offenses in the league, but they are. You know, they put up 50-plus last week on the Saints. They've putting up numbers against every mediocre defense. So
yeah, absolutely.
Why would it stop at this point? And the Ravens offense, juggernaut, Bucks defense, not really that great, to be honest with you. They have their flaws. I mean, the only thing that sucks about this game is it's a primetime game, and they usually go under, but 49.5 points is just not enough.
I like Baker, though, because like, I think Baker gets up for these games, man. He's like a big hype guy, and Lamar's always played pretty well.
Listen, 49.5 or plus 3.5, it's like, I don't know.
You're splitting hairs, but like, I'm just going to root for a great game. Yeah. So I'm gonna go over.
Great Monday night game.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Like one you actually look forward to.
Absolutely. So I'll go over 49.5.
All right, last game of the week. We have the LA Chargers at the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals are plus 2.5, over under 43.5.
Both of these teams, I don't know what to make of because I love both the quarterbacks. And, you know, Justin Herbert and that offense kind of got out to a really slow start. They looked like they were going to be like a run heavy team. Doesn't really have the weapons, but I also think that, they looked great last week.
Yeah.
Kyler has put up, I want to get behind him so bad, but like every time you really want to get behind him, he just kind of puts up a stinker. They're losing Marvin Harrison, you said, right?
I tried to look this up today. I don't know if he's playing or not.
Yeah,
I haven't seen anything, at least on Twitter or X. I haven't seen anything that says that he's out. So
you know what? I'm on a tear this week with the over. So just give me another over. I'm gonna trust that.
I hate you. You are stealing my thunder.
Yeah,
you're supposed to be the pick guy.
I know,
and I'm supposed to be the over under.
I know. You really have been all year, but I'm gonna roll with the over here. I just think I have too much faith in both quarterbacks. And I think that both of these quarterbacks, when playing the way that they should be playing, they're electric on both ends. So I'm gonna go over.
Man, you're killing me. I'm going to go over 43.5, too. It's not enough. I think the Chargers' offense is just about to get rolling. They put up 23 on the Broncos through 2.5 quarters. Mm-hmm. It was a great defense. And, you know, I think Herbert, as these weeks go on, he's getting healthier. They're getting more in tune with the offense they're running. And the Cardinals are just a deadlock over team. If there's any over-under that's under 45 for them, you just pull the over because their defense is terrible. And if Kyler Murray has a relatively good game, they're going to score
points.
They're going to score points. So these are games that he gets up for. We're in Arizona, going to have good weather. Over 43.5. So.
Yeah, I like the pick.
Do you have your best bets ready?
My best bets? I don't because I just really should have been a little bit more prepared than I was.
That's all right.
But I could string something together here.
Want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first. What's your first best bet?
Give me the Lions and the Vikings over 49.5.
Wow. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah, I love this one. It's definitely not high enough. I can see this by game time going up to 50, 51.5, probably 52.5. Both unbelievable top five offenses. We've seen both these teams score high numbers on their own, regardless of what defenses they played. Lions are rolling right now. Vikings are rolling right now. So, and it's a 1 o'clock game. So that's what I like the most. And in a dome. So give me over 49.5.
All right. I will take the over 47.5 in the Texans Packers game as my best bet. And then do you want me to give two and then you give two or do you want to do two?
No, I'll go next if you want.
All right. Yeah. So what's your second best bet?
All right. The do or die pick for the New York Jets -1.5. Going back to the well, man. Going back to the well.
Yeah, I can't do that.
As
but
a diehard Jet fan, you know what? This is it for them. No more excuses. So give me the one -1.5.
Okay. I don't hate that. I can't put the Jets in the best bet just yet. I mean, I've had some decent luck with the Thursday night game, so I'm really floating around taking the Saints +3. But you know what? Let's lock in a double best bet here. I'm gonna lock in the over in the Lions Vikings game.
Go.
So let's just lock it in.
Just
on the same page. Just be on the same page. I mean, that game, there's no way you turn that football game on at halftime and it's not fucking, 21-17.
I mean, that's what we're rooting
for.
Yeah,
like
right?
That game's gonna be just points after points after points.
Listen, it's such a square thing to do, but like I would be shocked if like at halftime it wasn't 20-20.
Yeah.
You know? Like that
Yeah, I'm going to take the over in that game. So I'm starting off with two overs. I might go for the trifecta. I might take a third over. I don't know. But
you know what? We have a double best bet because I'm going Texans-Packers over 47 and a half. I mean, great weather game. Stroud and that offense look unbelievable. And Jordan Love, Dylan hates him, but he can sling the rock. He can score some points. That offense looks really good. So you got two mediocre defenses, but two great offenses. Over 47 and a half, not enough.
All right. I'm going to just stick with my boy here. I'm going to go -8 Commanders. I'm not going to do an over under.
Oh, man.
I was going to do three of them, three overs, and just be like all on the overs this week, which I clearly picked a lot of overs. But, dude, Jaden Daniels is just too good. And, like, I'm going to go out on a whim. I don't know if they punt again. Like, I don't know if they punt.
Probably
like,
not.
You know what I mean? Like, I think they're just going to score 40 points in this game. I just don't think Carolina can keep up. So my third best bet will be Commanders -8.
I do have two things I love. Like, one, I said 49ers first half. If it's -1, that's a great one. And I do have one, two game, 6-point. Give me the Bills -2.5. Give me the Commanders -2.
Wow, that's a lock.
Love those two. And you know what? If they lose, I'll come on here next week and put it against the record. But I those are two that I absolutely love. I just think Tennessee and Carolina, two bottom of the barrel teams. So
yeah. Two team 6-pointer?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I kinda like that. I like that a lot, actually.
Right? Yeah, thank you. Thank
I'm
you,
gonna
thank
go you. With if I did a two team 6-pointer. I'll roll with the Saints +9 into Bengals money line.
I love that too.
Yeah. Saints +9 to Bengals money line would be my two team 6-pointer.
All right, lock it in. That's all we got for this week. Do you have any card updates for us or you're
I went
more
to a
to
card
come?
Show. I went to I think it was called the Cardboard Carnival in New Jersey. Just to check out some of the cards and stuff and check things out. I don't have any updates. I plan on eventually getting to a point where I can live stream and just do some card breaks, set up a couple of, I'm going to go out and buy a lot of cards, probably downtowns, kabooms, RPAs, stuff like that. And kind of just stick them in these they're called repacks where you kind of put them in boxes and, you know, you give a floor and a ceiling value and then charge people per division and then just kind of break them. I haven't had any experience doing it, but I've seen a ton of these live streams. I've jumped in a lot of these breaks just to check it out and see what it is. It looks like it's something fun, something cool. I'm sure a lot of the people who watch the show do some similar stuff. So you know what? I'm going to give it hell. I'm going to try to get up and running in the next week or two. So I'll keep you guys posted on what we're doing with that.
Yeah, I think like, you know, we'll get into like some fantasy stuff too in the next week or so. Give some mid-season updates before the playoffs start. See kind of what players we think are on the rise, on the fall. I have seen some where, you know, people want to see us get back into fantasy football a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
So the people you want to buy high on, in my opinion, DeMario Douglas, Drake May looks good, and Evan Ingram is back and fully healthy. So a lot of up-and-coming running backs this week. I thought Chase Brown looked unbelievable. He'll probably get first-team carries. Tracy from the Giants looks like he's going to, even when Singletary comes back, it looks like he's probably going to be the main guy there. So something to look out for this week. But thank you all for listening. Again, as always, keep following us and commenting and liking all of our videos. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Double or Nothing Podcast, on all social media platforms. And we'll see you next week.
Awesome. See you guys next week.